Joining me live over the phone right now is Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming for the monthly report from UW. Chad, good morning. How's Laramie today?
Good morning, Duke. It's beautiful. We're doing great, and thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, I was, of course, in Laramie with the SBI crew over the weekend covering state football, and my first chance to see the new digs at War Memorial Stadium, the press box and the seating. Everything looked really, really nice. It was very well done.
Well, that's great, Duke. I'm glad you liked it. I hope all the Braves fans enjoyed coming again and seeing their team, of course, win. I did my best to line up the weather for this year, and I think it worked out pretty well from what I could see.
Yes, if you're the person we thank, we'll give it to you, man. That was weather was incredible. Yeah, I can't beat it. So as far as War Memorial goes, the stadium, are improvements done for now? There's nothing currently in the schedule moving forward right now, correct?
That's correct. Yep, we feel like we've really made a very significant upgrade now that puts us in the place where we need to be to move forward in this crazy college athletics landscape that's out there.
Yeah. Now, of course, you were able to join us in Laramie for state football because, well, by golly, it sounds like you were in Buffalo, and that relationship between the University of Wyoming and the Buffalo Bills continues to develop. Tell us how things went there.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Duke. I was kind of bummed I didn't get to see the football championships here in Laramie, but we had a wonderful time in Western New York, and it's about 1,500 miles away from here, you know, when talking about geography, Duke, but culturally, it feels a lot like Wyoming. Really wonderful, nice people. The weather was actually a little nicer in Laramie than it was in Buffalo when we were there. Let's just say they get their share of wind there off of Lake Erie as well, but had a great experience. Touched base with a whole bunch of people, we feel like we made a bit of a splash in Western New York. People, you know, already had some, you know, because their superstar is a UW product, they're aware of us, but now I think they have a deeper understanding of what we're all about, and we feel like we got a chance to maybe get some more students from that part of the country.
Yeah, absolutely, and of course that's kind of the end goal, right? And as you and I talked last time, you are seeing a little bit of a bump in enrollment at the university. Is that correct?
Yeah, two straight semesters where we're up from the year before, Duke, and since COVID, that's a first for us, and we're really excited about we've got a little momentum going, and this day and age, that's a pretty big deal for higher ed, this Buffalo Bills partnership was about two things: brand awareness, and then trying to create some student recruiting pipelines. We know on the brand awareness front, we made some big strides, and we're going to find out now about the recruiting side here in the coming months. It might take us some time. I mean, you don't just suddenly create a recruiting pipeline out of nowhere. It does take some time to build it, but we had some really good contacts there, and just a lot of fun in that community. Which, by the way, they loved their Wyoming people coming there. And by the way, I there were some Star Valley folks there that I had a good visit with while we were out there.
Fantastic. Love it. And of course, a lot of Wyoming fans really excited for the upcoming jersey retirement with Josh Allen back in Laramie for the first time since it's been a while, right? And so that's coming right up.
Yeah. Yeah, since he was drafted, essentially. And he's had a pretty dang busy life since then. But we're giving him an honor that we've never given anybody else on, in terms of far as our football program goes, that stadium is going to be packed on Saturday. There will be some national eyes watching there. The Bills organization, I know, is sending some people out. It's going to be. I think we're really looking forward to having Josh back in the stadium where he cut his teeth. You know, that's the place where he kind of perfected his trade, and lots of great memories there, from beating Boise State to slugging it out there with CSU in the snow, and it's going to be awesome.
Speaking with Chad Baldwin this morning, monthly report from the University of Wyoming. Well, looking at the future of the university, Chad, it sounds like the search for the next president has officially begun earlier this month.
Yeah, that's right. We're now at the stage where the search firm that we've hired and the search committee is lined up at that people are applying for or being nominated for the position. And so that's the stage we're in now, is taking applications from folks. The search committee will reconvene, I think, in early December to kind of take an initial look at things. And then it'll be then when the new year comes, when the committee will get to work, start doing some interviews and pass along some semifinalists to the Board of Trustees for them to take and run with.
Excellent. So that's currently underway at the campus of UW. Also, on the research side of things, what's happening academically, anytime we see the word coal, right, we kind of perk our ears up a little bit. Tell us about this new research that highlights the benefits of coal char for sugar beet production. First off, start off with what is coal char, and then how did this survey come about, and what are the results?
Sure. So, Duke, you know, our School of Energy Resources is one of the real leaders in the world at trying to find uses for coal. We got a lot of it. We're the biggest coal producer in the country, and it's kind of interesting to think about. It can be used as a soil amendment for growing of crops. So this is Powder River Basin coal. Coal char is, I can't give you all the process, but it's basically coal that's, I think, been burned to some degree. I could be scientifically off base here, but it's basically Powder River Basin coal that's ground up and it's used as a kind of a fertilizer. And they tried it with sugar beet, and the results are encouraging so far. So yet another potential use for Wyoming coal to help grow crops.
Going from underground to the stars, this is pretty amazing. A pretty powerful microscope, it sounds like, is going to be heading to the UW campus.
Yeah. We have some world-class researchers here. We have Dr. Eunsoon Park. She got $1.3 million from the National Science Foundation, and it's going to fund, and I can't get, it's a Leica Stellaris 8 Falcon microscope. So it's a state-of-the-art imaging platform that's going to give us an amazing ability to be able to view things in detail under a microscope. Now, the thing that's cool about this is, in this region, we're the only game in town on this thing. And so it's going to be housed in our new Science Initiative building, cutting-edge research for the biological and physical sciences, and make us a regional hub where there are going to be researchers from other places coming here to use this amazing instrument. And we got a number of things like this, Duke, but this is a new one that's going to be added to our arsenal.
Well, Chad, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you for the updates from the campus of UW. I think we close things out with the city of Laramie and actually Wallet Hub naming Laramie one of the best small town college towns in the nation, correct?
Yeah. I think everybody's heard of Wallet Hub. They rank college towns based upon things like safety and outdoor activities and cost of living and job opportunities, that kind of thing. And the only small college towns that rank above us are like West Lafayette, Indiana, and Charlottesville, Virginia, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I guess Berkeley, California got listed above us. But in the Rocky Mountain West, we're the number one. And when you go out to a place like, say, Buffalo, Western New York, you can go out there with your pride and say, hey, folks, you want to have a real quality education and a great, small kind of town setting. Laramie is right up there among the very best in the country. It's one of the there's so much more to your college experience than just what you do in the classroom or in the laboratory and that sort of thing. You want to find a community that fits where you can have a lot of fun. And Laramie is that for sure.
Chad Baldwin, Marketing and Communications with the University of Wyoming. Chad, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you so much. We'll touch base again next month.
Sounds great, Duke. Thank you.
Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.